The truth. Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I didn't listen to yesterday's show until this morning.
Well, shame on you.
Yeah, I know the reason why it is because...
Guilt. Okay.
Yeah, but Tom had requested, apparently. Thank you, Tom, for a status report on what's going on in L.A. and what the living conditions are here. And if it's okay with you, Mike, I can do that.
Please do.
Well, first off, I'm retired, but I had been a human resources director. And if you look at the one ads now, and 20 years ago, you could still get a job as an HR director if you only spoke English, and you can't do that now. It's virtually a requirement that you be bilingual.
Yes.
LA Unified, which I do work for right now, is cutting back their budget big time because there's a massive influx of students, and there's a hemorrhaging of taxpayers, and that goes for everything. The police have been cut back here about 2 years ago, 2020, about $140 million. It's a pretty big budget. $140 million cutback. And it's still in force. There are homeless pretty much everywhere. And, Mike, I've moved into the Valley. I think I bought a house in the Valley here in Van Nuys. And if you look at the old opening or closing of Leave It to Beaver.
Yes.
Right. When they're walking down the street, Wally and the Beeve and all that, that's like a block away. That's the kind of area. It's the house, while the housing market is holding up, is worth, about $1.5 million. However, there has been murders two blocks away, a cop murdered on the nearest entrance to the 405 freeway, which is a minute away. Mm-hmm. There's cop killers, right, running, there's homeless all over the sides of the freeway. The reason why I wasn't listening yesterday was because when Monday night, when we have cameras all over our home, and we discovered that somebody was casing our pool house three times in one night.
Wow.
And my wife, who is wanted to go out, and we already have fires, but wanted to go out and get one that she could carry in her purse. All my neighbors are afraid to go into their backyard at night without being armed. I have a neighbor three doors up from a, used to be in a famous rock and roll band, and he left for a vacation for like 6 days and came back, and some of these homeless, mostly from south of the border, had actually squatted in his home. We had to kick them out. The water thing, there's a shortage of water because the infrastructure is being completely overtaxed. Mike, you'll remember from living here yourself how bad the traffic is. It's not quite back as bad as it was before COVID. That's because there's no jobs and nobody's going to jobs anymore. However, it's still bad. And it's bad because there's so many more people. And the cars that are breaking down, by the way, that cause all the traffic jams are the illegals and the people, who have the junkers that are breaking down. I mean, it's in almost every way, it's a dysfunctional. Again, taxpayers are leaving. People who consume our tax dollars are flooding in. You mentioned the other day in one of your stories about how if you have a well in California, it's no longer really yours.
Yes.
right? So it's even eroding property rights. Maybe you've dug that well yourself, and now water is so bad because we've let in these millions. And we're talking like 3 or 4 million people just within L.A. County that are here illegally. And the infrastructure, including the water and the electricity, is so overtaxed that they're we no longer have rights to our own wells on our own property.
Yep.
Anyways, that's just off the top of my head because I just heard Tom's question really about half an hour ago. I really haven't had a chance to think about it, but I hope that answered. Thank you for asking. And is there anything you want to talk about? Oh, the education system, of course, is being vilified with CRT and all that. One of the schools I went to, there had a mural up for BLM and Black History Month, which was in February. And they were afraid it was, they're supposed to change it monthly. And they left it up for, until June because they were afraid to take it down. They literally were afraid that if they took it down, there'd be some sort of protest or violence. So that's, that's L.A. What can I tell you?
Yeah, it's, I lived there for a lot of my life, and I love the place, but I would not move back there,
I've heard Hawaii is taking a huge quality of life dump, too.
Yeah, same thing. When we first moved there 17 years ago, it was a beautiful, beautiful place. And by the time we finally left, it had just become another, urban blight area. A lot of homeless, a lot of crime. I mean, the last year we were there on Oahu, our Honda got stolen 3 separate times.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember you talking about it, Mike. I've had a car stolen out of my driveway before. Since I retired from the HR world about 10 years ago, I've also supervised as a coordinator, 10 different precincts on election nights on multiple, 4 or 5 elections, including the 2012 presidential election. And I saw firsthand even back then that they were illegals were voting in mass. I think I mentioned it to you on the air. And these are 10 precincts, right? So each precinct would have, say, 20,000 registered voters, generally only about 4,000 vote. But of those 4,000, quite a few were illegal aliens and they were being shepherded. And so I finally quit it. I couldn't stand it anymore and I quit. And by the way, whenever you have to go through the training class for each of those things, these are 10 precincts. So that's 200,000 voters when you put all the registered voters into all the precincts that I had responsibility for.
Yeah.
That's a significant amount, even in a city like LA. And I would always ask, are there any questions at the end of the training thing prior to the elections? And I would always ask, we turn these ballots in, chain of custody and all that, but we don't count the ballots. We don't know who's on the, on the ballots. But I'd like to see them actually counted. And they never would allow me, even though never was allowed to actually see the count. And that was 8 years ago, So it's bad news, Mike. It's really bad news. It's anytime you go out, you've got to have your eyes open for somebody. My next door neighbor is a judge who was riding her bicycle and was attacked by some of the homeless about 2 months ago. Together, we put up a $9,000 wall, $9,000 each, enclosing the back of our property. And they're still homeless living right on the other side of that wall.
Yeah.
So we're at the point now where the neighbors, where nobody goes out, I think I told you without being armed, that this is in a really upscale area, right? Doctors, judges, shit like that. It's pretty bad, and we have been replaced. There's just no doubt about it. So it wasn't this way, back in 1960 when we put a man, or 1969 we put a man on the moon, when we won World War II and we were both a nation and a state, when California education was the best in the country with free junior college.
Yeah.
You know, when the traffic wasn't near as bad as it was, as it has been, you know, I mean, in every way, it's descended. And we're now third world. We're no longer a European sort of populace. We're a plurality now. We're under 50%, and it looks like it. You know, it looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyways, that's my report, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that information, and I certainly hope that Tom is listening. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Joe, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, the theme of this call is going to be consequences, and looks like Peter's suffering from the consequences of the leftism out in California. It's a shame. It's the most beautiful state in the country, really. I think it is more beautiful than even Hawaii. Although Tennessee's,
I would disagree, but
nice.
We don't need to go into that today.
Yeah, now I think this Pelosi thing, you know, I really think Pelosi's a witch. I really do. I'm not mm-hmm. kidding you. And there will be consequences to having a witch as Speaker of the House. And I really love what happened with South Korea. I mean, if that isn't a slap in the face, you know, she probably thought she was going to get, you know, hair, you know, go into South Korea and get cheered and all that, but she's getting like, you know, shunned. And I think that's wonderful. And if she didn't like know that was going to happen, that's also shows how stupid she is. She doesn't have anybody like putting feelers out to find out if they're going to meet me or not.
Yeah, that's the part that really, you know, normally these things are arranged well in advance. So,
yeah, but then she could fly home instead of the embarrassment of landing there and finding out that she's being shunned. And I think this is wonderful because I don't support the war with China right now. I mean,
I don't either.
Think it's going to be horrible for us. And it's such a bipartisan, you know, I'm not just blaming the Democrats on this one. The Republicans are equally warmongerish with this whole China thing, and it's disgusting. And, you know, Fox News, they haven't had Trump on Fox News now for like over 100 days.
Yes.
You know, no interviews. And people,
they're pushing DeSantis.
Yeah, but I hear people, they talk about it and they're saying, well, that's because Trump keeps bringing up January 6th and the election fraud. But I don't think that's what it is. I think Trump is one of the only politicians out there that is critical of the Ukrainian policy. He's the only one talking about Zelensky being an idiot. And he's also the only one talking about this Pelosi trip and what a disaster it is. I think they're not shunning Trump because of the election fraud issue that he keeps bringing up and the fact that Fox was involved in it. I think they're shunning Trump because he's one of the rare things in Washington and politics now, which is an anti-war candidate. I mean, who else? I don't even hear Ron.
It's probably a combination of all of those factors. I mean, you know, if Trump succeeds in taking the White House in 2024, he's going to have the power and authority to rip apart that whole January 6th hoax. He's going to be able to rip apart the election fraud issue. And, they're desperate to not let him into that White House. In fact, you know, I would expect if they're not able to prevent him from running, that somebody's going to take a shot at him. And I hope his security is on the job, and I hope Trump is wearing his Kevlar because he's definitely making himself a target.
Well, after what happened to Ivanka, and I still think there was foul play there, I bet you his radar, he's probably got extra security now.
I hope so.
The other thing, I'm still curious about this. Remember Abe, the ex-prime minister of Japan, his execution. I'm wondering if that ties into this war with China that it appears that the establishment is goading. I mean, you know, I read today that Japan is only cut their sanctions on Russia, where it's only affected them by 5%, which is next to nothing compared to, like, Germany, which is like 45%, and everybody else. So that tells me that the Japanese they want to just do business and have prosperity like normal people should. You know, I don't think they want a war. And although Abe is a bit of a nationalist, I have a feeling the reason he got shot was because he was, you know, they believe me, the Japanese are going to know when this plan is being, you know, spun up by the Americans and the people running America. And I have a feeling that he was against it, and I think that's why he got killed. That's just my opinion. By watching the actions of his security detail, they really failed, and I don't believe that that's an accident that they failed.
Well, they may have been off their guard because Abe was actually out of power and didn't have any influence. They figured, you know, nobody's going to bother shooting him now that he's no longer in office. But obviously, that is exactly what happened.
But I mean, why do you have a security guard detail if the guy's not in danger? I mean, it's obvious. You know, he's a very powerful man in Japan.
Out for revenge and stuff. You know, that's not unheard
of. But I'm just saying that they say even as an ex-prime minister, he was very powerful. And anytime he wanted to come back in as prime minister, he could. I think he left because he had some issues with his stomach or something. It wasn't because of any scandal or not being popular. So they said he was calling the shots behind the scenes, and he was helping in this election for some of the candidates because he was more of a back behind the scenes player now. And sometimes those behind the scenes guys. And the other thing I wanted to bring up was Kissinger. Kissinger said things would watch out in August, and Trump's been saying August too. So I'm watching, I'm reading all these stories about what the Chinese are doing, and I'm saying, boy, that's smart. That's smart. Incrementally, just surround Taiwan. Basically, the war with China and Taiwan war has started. Pelosi lit the match.
Yes.
It's started. It's inevitable now. And the Chinese, if they're smart, they'll just play it along their time frame. And but within 2 or 3 years, the Taiwanese people are going to spit on the ground and curse Pelosi's name.
Actually, it's already started. There were some banners out there, you know, from the people of Taiwan saying, you know, Pelosi, we don't need you.
Well, you know, people don't understand that there's a lot of pro-Chinese people in Taiwan, probably 30% want reunification and are pro-Chinese. And then you also will have, you'll have people that will infiltrate it from the Chinese and Chinese agents. So a lot of people say the Chinese won't probably have to really attack and invade Taiwan. It'll be, you know, they can subvert it and take it. You know, just knock out the airfields and decapitate the government probably, and then boom. Because like I said, they're not going to – and the other, you know, Pelosi's out there saying it's because she's a woman. And I'm like, wow, that tells you that she must be knowing it's a disaster that she's already run into that, you know, excuse. Like, everybody's upset because she's a woman. What? Unbelievable. Well, I'll leave it at that, and it's good to hear it from Peter there. So it's a shame about L.A., though. It really is. That's
it's a shame about the entire country. I mean, it's deteriorating everywhere. You know, unless you're in one of those very wealthy enclaves like the Hamptons or Beverly Hills or the rest of it, we're definitely polarizing as a society. All right. Well, Joe, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to start with Josh in New York. And, Josh, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind? Hello,
yes.
Josh, are you there?
So, real quick, yeah. Yeah. So, the woman, there's a congresswoman, an Indiana congresswoman, that just got killed in a car crash.
Yeah, that happened earlier today, along with two of her staffers.
And also, the last call, obviously anyone that was in any position of power, especially as high as Abe, should be protected for life. Isn't it over here, the VP and the president, their families and that are protected for life by Secret Service once they become it?
Yes.
Because the knowledge alone that they have would be... So, yeah, it's not at all weird that he'd have any... It'd be more weird that there was detail that wasn't securing him, not that they weren't.
It's normal for Secret Service protection to be extended to past office holders. Okay?
Right. So just pointing out, I don't know if the other guy was trying to say or what he was referring to, but all right, have a good day. Bye.
All right, Josh, thank you very much. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. James in Tokyo, Ohio Gozaimasu, what's on your mind today?
Mike, you today? You know, you're such a nice person that I still can't remember why I was angry at you from yesterday.
Oh, well, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah, I wanted to comment. I listened to Joe from Tennessee and that very moving call from Peter from Tijuana.
Yeah.
From Joe from Tennessee, I don't know about Abe. He wasn't whacked because he was a nationalist. I mean, the guy that did him in was really upset that he lost, I think his mom paid like $750,000 to Sung Myung Moon's Unification Church as a
yes.
donation. And they were donating a lot of money to Abe. And I don't feel that even like Abe pretends to be a nationalist. I mean, well, you said something like, well, he's not the leader anymore. But yeah, he is kind of a leader behind the scenes in Japan. But a lot of these people aren't nationalists. I believe that a lot of them are paid off. You have a good guy on your show a lot, Rye Dawson. He lives south of me out in, I don't know if he's still in Nara or if he's moved since then. But yeah, he knows a lot about more about Japanese politics than me, and you know, he'd be a good guy to get back on again and talk about, you know, the Abe situation. And but anyway, that's my opinion about Joe from Tennessee. Peter, yeah, that was a very moving call. I mean, you'll be okay. Get yourself a Glock, a couple Dobermans, don't step on a syringe. But while you were talking, it really made me reflect, and because I had like 1,000 different things going on my mind just listening to that great call I did. And, you know, my wife left me in 1995, and I got divorced in 1998. So I stuck around here to be near my kids.
Yes.
And a lot of times I was thinking, maybe my life could have been better in America. I always wanted a nice house in the suburbs. You know, like he's, you know, living right near, you know, the Leave It for Beaver house. And but over the years, I think marriage is getting very desensitized. Not like recently, like you're talking about, like all the, you know, the child grooming and the sexualization of, you know, children and the whole tranny agenda. But me, it's a little different. Being in Japan, it's so different than America, like with violence. So, like recently, you know, like in 2 weeks, I've just on like TV and stuff, you know, and news clips, I've seen like, you know, people run over by cars and robbed, people stabbed in the neck, you know, people's arms blown off, you know, women getting kicked in the head.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just getting too much for me. And, you know, like, I think outside of your show, I wouldn't even be watching the news anymore, Mike, if I didn't have, you know, all my dough just, like, invested in the, you know, U.S. market. So I got to kind of keep in touch, you know, like, what's going on in America and stuff like that. But it's just, you know, my son, he's an action star. He's probably killed over 50, 60 people on, you know, in his movies and, you know, TV. But if he'll come over, like, I would never keep, even though he doesn't speak English, but I would always, you know, I watch, keep the news on or something, and I would, you know, in English, I have this app. I get all these, you know, free U.S. stations. I would just turn it off. I don't want him to see, like, the violence. And, like, even you turn on the news, and, like, the first 10 minutes of every kind of news station from different cities in America, it's all, like, killing stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very sad thing. How America's become.
It is, you know, and, you know, it's like the analogy of boiling the frog slowly. I mean, I look back at what our life on Oahu was like just before we left, you know, where our car was getting stolen. We had drug activity in both of our neighboring directions. And I look back on that and say, you know, why did I put up with that? Well, because it was what I was used to. It was just, you know, part of what's going on. But now that I'm here in Indiana, and I'm looking back at what life was like toward the end of our stay in Hawaii, and what it was like before we left California. And so, yeah, I mean, why should people have to live like that?
Well, I it was me that stole the car, Mike, and I apologize, and I'm going to reimburse you for that. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, can I have my folder of music CDs that was in the trunk? Because that's the part I really miss.
I sold that for like $750, Mike. But anyway.
Darn. All right.
I'll send it back. All right. I'll send it back. Anyway, yeah, like Hawaii's, you know, I've never been to Hawaii. Both my kids been there for work. And, yes, it was, like, really beautiful. You're, like, you know, showing me, you know,
there
on
the
video phones.
There are definitely parts that are beautiful, you know, the Big Island, Maui, Kauai. But Oahu has just, it's become a big city with small-town attitudes and this corruption. I mean, they still can't get the light rail system to work. And the only thing good to come out of Hawaii recently was Tulsi Gabbard. Anyway, listen, James,
no,
I'll let you go.
Mike, you're wrong.
All right.
Mike, but one thing is...
All right, James, I'm
going to
put you on hold. James, I got to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're finishing up with James in Tokyo. You had one more thing to add. Take it away.
Yeah, I had one more thing to add. I totally disagree with you. 1,000,000% that you said the only good thing ever to come out of Hawaii is Tulsi Gabbard, because the best the best thing ever to come out of Hawaii is that lovely harp playing Angel Claire and yourself. Have a good day, Mike.
I stand corrected. Okay, let's. We're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening a little bit about the Taiwan from the guy from, where's he called from, Illinois? You know, I don't think China's going to mess around with Taiwan. I mean, they've had 70 years to do it. I don't know why they're waiting so long. And I don't think they're going to do it for the same reason Hitler never crossed the English Channel to go into England. Once you're in the water, you're a target. You know, you're dead in the water, man. The shoreline is terrible. And what is it they're going to get out of it if they take it? You're going to be bloodshed for years. You know, you're going to have a lot of casualties. And you know, and I don't think it's Taiwan. I think Taiwan is probably pretty well armed. You know.
Well, I mean, they're certainly getting all kinds of weapons from the United States here, but again. You know, from the Asian mindset, a lot of it has to do with face. And you know, the Biden administration has pushed Beijing into a corner where I feel there's going to be some repercussion for Pelosi's visit. Now, like I said, it may just be those two groups of islands that are off the coast of mainland China, but technically controlled by Taiwan. And it may just begin and end with that, which would be a good thing. But China is not in a position where they can't, you know, they have to do something to demonstrate their displeasure.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. But you see, it's just, it's not even a strategic piece of real estate, really. I mean, they got more interest around the world than...
It is, because, you know, it's a strategically located along all of those Southeast Asian shipping routes. You know, that Strait of Taiwan is a critical sea lane of communication. And, you know, if the U.S. is basically dominating Taiwan, then that severely limits China's ability to project power into the Western Pacific.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's been going on for 70 years, and I don't even know if the Chinese military's got their heart in it. I mean, you're going to see a lot of dead people if there's a military movement against it. It's not easy, you know. I mean, it'd be like trying to, you know, charge the coast of Iran, all the rocky the mountains, and I don't know. I just think they're not going to do it. It's not worth it, and that's basically all I had to say, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. Turn this off. I just want to talk about Arizona for a minute. Funny, the last guy
okay.
who called from Arizona. Oh, what's going on? They seem to want to really steal this election. This is a Republican Party, not a mainstream Republican. The McCain version of the... Republican Party there in from Kerry Lake.
Yes.
I mean, I hope they don't get away with it. It's they haven't finished that vote now. They say the 20% outstanding. She's well ahead from what I understand, even though she was losing in the very beginning. But the people who voted, the same day voters, and that's what we need to do. We need to go back to the same day voting, stop all this early voting and stuff like that, and stop the mail-in ballots. Just go back to, you know, because this is just, this leaves the door open so badly.
I agree. I mean, the system is set up to be easy to rig and hard to detect, and we need exactly the opposite. We need a system that is very hard to defraud, and where fraud is very obvious when it happens.
And the only the thing is, too, if they manage to steal it from her with some, you know, degenerate mainstream Republican, they're going to lose, and the Democrats are going to win, are going to get the governorship of Arizona, and they may even lose the Senate, the senator then too, because he evidently is ready to been declared. I think his name is Masters. He's been declared the winner. He's the MAGA-con. He's but they really want to seem to keep that governorship out of Kerry Lake's hand.
Yeah, they're trying really, really hard, and I'm expecting there to be a sudden surge of votes in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we get to this. People, you know, they don't understand. People are not going to put up with this much longer. There's a lot of anger out there. They say, well, all you got to do is that. Pretty soon, people are going to put down the ballot and go for the guns. That's what usually happens when a country starts to implode you know, self-destruct. And this country is, you know, so much private gun ownership. That's just going to, you know, it's going to turn violent, a civil war, whatever you want to call it. People are only going to put up with this for so long. You know, Mike, it's sad, but, you know, they don't seem to want to learn from other times, including our own revolution against Britain. Or
yes,
when you look. The French Revolution. It can only push the people so long and think the people are that stupid so long. Okay? The damage they did to this country with their fake pandemic there is terrible. Really awful. One of the reasons you have these phony type elections there with the mail-in ballot. It's the main reason you have it. And they're going to try again. They're coming up with this new, monkeypox? The only way to get monkeypox is if you're homosexual and you engage in homosexual-type sex. In other words, I don't want to get dirty anymore. But if you do it, if you do it through the back, let's put it like that, okay? And if you're infected by AIDS on top of it, which I understand is happening, that's what's really causing this. Yet they want to now put an emergency on everybody. I think California and Illinois already have emergencies out there. I don't know if they're locking people down or what they're doing, but that's ridiculous. They can only get away with this for so long, and then the people are going to say, no, we're not Europe. This is and even Europe is not putting up with it. But Europe or even Canada is much more difficult because people are basically unarmed. This is we got a couple of things going here. First of all, we have a constitution that's different from any other constitution, as far as I know, in the world. Far better. That's the only thing that makes this country exceptional is constitution. But of course, if you ignore that constitution, it's not exceptional anymore. And in that constitution is the Second Amendment, which is so important.
Yes.
And the First Amendment, which is so important. And that's the difference. And states' rights, of course. States' rights are very important. So you may have some states like, let's say, New York, California, or a few others that are totally controlled. But most of the states are not totally controlled. Most of the states will not put up with this. And, most of the red states and even a few of the blue states just not going to put up with this garbage. And they seem to want to destroy this guy. Now, I have hopes that she's still going to pull through it. I heard something there. I was watching the War Room before. They say, they think what they're trying to do is deprive her of that speech, the victory speech last night, and weaken her candidacy, going into the general election, which is possible, which is very possible. Because I understand she's pretty much got it locked up. But, who knows? Who knows what evil these people might be up to? And it really is sad. This is, what this is? This is a McCain part of the Republican Party.
Yes.
It's become so corrupt that it's just not, it seems to be uncontrollable. So let's just hope for the best. Let's keep our fingers crossed. For the most part, the MAGA candidate, I understand, did very well throughout the country. I'm sorry to hear this guy Greitens, Commander Greitens there, that he lost. But there may be a little bit. I understand this guy Schmidt that he lost to is not too bad. The attorney general there, that he's pretty good, that he stood up for the people during the COVID thing. And I understand Trump had a hard time who to endorse of the two. And Greitens did have some problems with his ex-wife and with a girlfriend. I think he had to resign from, governor of Missouri. So that might have something to do with it, rather than hanky-panky.
Okay.
Personally, I still would have rather had him in it. We need somebody like that in the Senate, a bomb thrower, a political bomb thrower. And it would have been nice to have him in there. But I guess this guy Schmidt isn't too bad. I'm sorry to hear that guy in Washington lost. What's his name? Lost for Congress there, also an ex-Special Forces soldier.
I'm remembering him from Predator. Pro wrestler. I'm blanking.
Oh, not Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura. Okay, all right.
No, the guy in Washington, state of Washington. His name is Joe something or another.
Okay.
It's a shame. He didn't win. I don't know what happened there. But for the most part, most candidates seem to have won, including in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
There seemed to be a clean sweep in Arizona. But I don't know. I think they're going to try some shenanigans there with Kerry Lake.
Oh, there's no question. They don't have any choice. I mean, if we had honest elections this year, the Democrats would be totally out of power. Of course they're going to cheat. Yeah, that's a given. We just have to spot it and expose it.
He's a crooked Republican now,
Yeah, there are crooked Republicans, too, and we should out them as well.
Yeah. So that's all. That's about all I wanted to say, Mike. Like I said, I've got my fingers crossed that she's got. This is a very, very important election, and to see this woman as governor of Arizona, this would be great for the whole country. You know.
Well, it would set a good precedent, I think, for the rest of the year. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to go to Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Cody, are you there? We lost Cody. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind? Okay, before I go to China and Taiwan, with that catastrophe ready to happen, I want to talk. I called earlier to Richard's show, and I was talking about all these illegal aliens that are coming here. They're going to get county jobs and all that. And I don't know if Peter called. I've been very busy. But, Mike, here's the main thing people have to understand in your audience. These people are all coming here. When they go to start up a business, Mike, when they start up a business, they're getting 1% business loan. The Batali Indians that came here from India, the government, United States, look, white people selling out their own white cultural identity and giving people who are coming here, foreigners, are getting 1% business loan on $500,000, Mike. Who wouldn't want a 1% on $500,000%? You give me $500,000 and I only have to pay 1% back, I can start all kinds of businesses.
Yeah, me too.
Now, we are getting pushed behind the eight ball by who, Mike? I don't know. Mike, there's 12 tribes of the Jews, right? There's the Hebrews, there's the Dans, and all. And in the book of the Bible, Mike, I see the reference of Jew a lot. So what's the wrong with saying the word Jew? Because I see that there's 12 tribes of them, okay? And so what's the problem? Yeah, there was Pharisees and all that, but there are different tribes. There's the Judahs who actually are the Jews, right? The Judah,
yes.
The Judah, that's the real name of. But there's also the book of the tribe of Dan, the tribe of Hebrew. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it all. I'm freaked out on the whole thing. And, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there, Mike, because it's really perplexing because the word Jew is all over the Bible. So what's the wrong with saying the word Jew? And people get offense to that. I don't get it. I'm a Jew for Jesus. Was there a problem with that? I don't know. I can't tell. And by the way, Mike, what happened? I hope Jim from New York calls in and What's going on with Miles, Mike? Is he boycotting your show anymore? Or, you know, he's always boycott. Maybe he's boycotting RBN. I don't know. I haven't heard of him for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Definitely been a while.
I hope he ain't boycotting. But, you know, and that's another thing, Mike. Boycotting, I don't even know if boycotts work anymore because of the Chinese got control of everything. I mean, what are you going to boycott? You know, you got to buy products, I guess, and it's coming mainly out of China. We're not building hardly anything in this country anymore. And if they attack Taiwan with the computer chips, I think the world's going to get into a massive recession. I mean, depression. Not recession, the depression.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. This could be a real nightmarish scenario, I believe, could take place. And I hope this doesn't happen. I really do, Mike, because the invasion of Taiwan, I believe, will lead all out to all-out World War III, all-out war.
Well, we seem to be heading in that direction, whether it's going to be China or Russia or both, and Iran's going to get thrown in the mix. And we're definitely starting to see the other nations pick sides in the coming conflict.
Yes. And, Mike, here's something maybe you can talk about on your show tomorrow. Because, you know, many times you've mentioned statistical number is accurate. But, Mike, accordingly, I watched two networks today, and there's one guy. You know who he is, Jones.
Yeah.
We don't even know the real figure of the illegal immigration in California, Mike. How do we know the rest of the nation? One guy has it at 12.8, another guy has it at 13.4, another, somebody else is saying it's at 14 million. We don't even, and Mike, what do we even have a border patrol for? Because they can't even do their job on the border. Well, they're not even allowed to do their job. So why do you even have these border agents that are handcuffed? They can't do their job. You don't know. Everybody's lying about the statistical number of how many illegals are actually in one state alone.
We don't really know.
We don't. It's terrible. We don't know how many illegal gang members are in this country. We don't know how many rapists, pedophiles. I mean, this is crazy. And we got a bumbling, tumbling buffoon lying as like a puppet for the puppet masters, the spin meisters, spin doctors, telling us all kinds of nonsensical nonsense. The country has lost its compass, Mike. It's lost its
compass. It has. I've been saying that for a long time. You know, it's like stuff that is becoming normalized that you know is bad for society in the long run. Anyway, listen, yeah. Tom.
And Mike,
all right, Tom, put Tom on hold. I'm going to come back to him after these few words.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash? Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress
pay? Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today, and we're finishing up with Tom in Florida. Tom, you had one more comment you wanted to make, so take it away.
Yeah, well, Mike, first off, I heard good news. I watched Breitbart. They're saying that Murkowski in Alaska is losing by 4%, so whoever the lady is running against her, it looks like she's going to win. That Rhino Meyer, he lost yesterday to the guy Gibbs in Michigan, so that's good news.
Yes.
All these rhinos are being purged out of the party, it looks like. Cheney's next. that Lesbo Cheney.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good thing. We're going to purge the party of all this filth, these lying, decadent morons we got in there. And so we'll see what happens, Mike. And again, I think the linchpin for this whole country is going to be illegal immigration. I don't know what's going to happen, Mike. In your opinion, what's going to happen if Trump does get back with all these millions that came snuck under a Biden? Are they all going to be deported back? What's going to happen with these people? What are they?
Well,
gonna do,
I don't know. I mean, I would say probably put a bounty on them. You know, if you show up at the southern border with an illegal immigrant and fling them over the fence, you get $20.
I love that idea, but I think it should be 50.
All right, it should be 50, Mike.
Hey, Mike, yep. One more thing I want to say to you. Mike, I know you're a Mensa. I know you're a Mensa type brain.
I used to be. I quit hanging out with them, but go ahead.
Oh, no, my point is this. All these imbeciles on these major networks, CNN, MSLSD, none of those people have Mensa brains, but they're making $15, $20, $30 million to lie to the public.
And that's exactly what they're paid to do. They're very convincing liars. That's not something I'm particularly good at.
Right, me neither. But, Mike, I tell you, if I took you a cognitive IQ test against any of them, I guarantee I'd blow them out of the water, and I know you would. And I'm saying to myself, here's a guy that's telling the truth, and he's making pittance compared to what these criminal, lying, conniving demon rats are making on these communist news networks. It blows my mind. They're paying these women and men millions and millions of dollars of talk.
Lying to the American people is a growth industry right now.
It's disgusting. All I can say is disgusting. It's despicable. But what are you going to do, Mike? It's just the way of the world. And hopefully we'll see some straightening out here in the next year or two of this country. But, Mike, I have to agree with one of your callers, Mark from Carolina. I think this is going to end in a bloodbath, my opinion. I mean, I think the ultimate arbitrator will be the sword, not the pen. It's going to be the sword. I hate to say it. That's what my opinion is. Because, you know, the country's off its rocker now because of all this decay. And, Mike, when you got 14 million illegals in one state and gang members all over, what the hell does that tell you about our country, the state of the world, of the nation? It's terrifying. It really is. But anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I know you gave me a little more time, and I appreciate it. God bless. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Gregory in California.
$10 million.
Okay. Bye-bye, Tom. Gregory in California, you've got 1 minute. What's on your mind?
Oh, a lot. I love that, Tom. I wish him and Dustin would get a show together. It'd be more like the old Hannity and Combs, only more provocative, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, old Tom and the illegals, he's keeping us all abreast on that constantly, which is good, and I try to keep, like you do, people abreast on
that. All right. Well, listen, Gregory, I am sorry, but we are out of time. Once the music is playing, the show is over. Please call in again tomorrow and share what it was that you wanted to share with us. Meanwhile, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We need your help to get through these very skimpy times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Inflation reduction spending? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The inflation reduction spending package currently being suggested by Congress may be the most idiotic thing I've ever seen Congress try. And that's saying a lot. Inflation is when money becomes worth less. Money becomes worth less when there is too much money in the market. A spending bill, any spending bill, that puts more money in the market will only make inflation worse. Couple that with raising taxes and you get complete economic collapse. The proposed 15% minimum corporate tax will be passed along to you and me, the consumers. It is an obvious fact that only consumers pay taxes. So, government spending makes inflation worse, and higher taxes take even more of what's left. It honestly looks like our government wants us to just be too poor to survive. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.